We are in Luke 24 this morning. Luke 24. I'm going to go ahead and read this entire passage, then we'll walk our way through it when we're done. So here we go. Luke 24, beginning in verse 13. That very day, Resurrection Day, two disciples were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What is this conversation you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still looking at him, saying, one of them said, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since all these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning. When they did not find his body, they came back saying they'd even seen a vision of angels who said he was still alive. Now some of those who were with us went to the tomb, found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them all the scriptures concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he was going to go further, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of the Lord. History is a funny thing. It is Resurrection Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. For me, it has been a great day already. I wake up, my eyes open at 5 a.m., and I was already smiling. I was like, Resurrection Sunday. Because to me, this day reminds me of all these good things. I think, man, hope, life, glory, death defeated. Like, the reason for my life took place today. So I'm all like, someone texted me this morning and said, "Pastor, are you going to do a happy dance on the stage because it's Easter Sunday?" I did that at home, not in front of you guys. But I was looking at my dog this morning. I had a skip in my step because I'm like, Resurrection Sunday. But here's the thing about history. History is a funny thing. I think back to the glory, like, man, Jesus rose. What must it have been like to be there? But history's funny. When you read about the resurrection, the first 12 hours are chaos. It's not like Jesus risen. The first 12 hours are like, what the crap just happened? Like, no one knows what's going on. Like, I mean, it's been a week for these guys. Like, when these two guys are walking to Emmaus, how do you say it? Okay, so history being weird. 2 weeks ago, sometimes Facebook shows you things, right? You know, 4 years ago today, you did this. Well, we got one of those like a couple weeks ago. It's like 4 years ago, the world shut down for COVID. I sat the kids down. My kids, you guys remember when school shut down? You remember? And Lena's older than my boy Nesto, and she has more memory. But even her being 13 now, Her memories for 4 years ago, she was 9, so her memories are still foggy. All she remembers is internet school was terrible. That's all she remembers. But for those of us that were there, we remember the uncertainty. We're watching, like, you know, it's what's happening in China. There's a flu. Is Ricky here? Ricky called me, goes, dude, I'm going to China. Better buy extra groceries. I'm like, man, you crazy. You were right. Didn't tell me about the TP though, did you? No, but, so, like, we're watching China, then Italy gets smoked, and then in Michigan, every state starts falling, California, New York, and, like, we're the last state to have no COVID. Like, Michigan's, like, we're the last man standing. And it happened at an NBA game. You remember this? My brother Tony, Jesus, is Jesus here? Oh, he's probably downstairs. Jesus worked that NBA game. When the dude, like, coughed the microphones, oh, I'm sick. And he was sick, and everyone got sick there. My brother was there. So when that happens, when the NBA cancels their season, all the schools close, we cancel Easter, and it is crazy for a second. But being there, we didn't know nothing for a long time. It was a lot of guessing, what's going to work, how bad is it? At the resurrection, it was also very big. Like, no one knew what actually happened at first. Like, these two women go to the tomb. And they go there not to worship. They go there to mourn. They have spices to anoint a dead body. In their mind, the story is over. And they get there. And there's a stone that blocks the tomb, is rolled out of the way, and they're like, what happened? And they go into the tomb, and they say, they see an angel. And the angel says, Jesus is not here, he has risen. They run to the apostles. They say, we saw the tomb rolled away. We saw an angel. Jesus is alive. And guess what? They don't believe the ladies. We wouldn't believe him, would we? If someone came to your house and said, hey, I went to go to that funeral and they ain't dead, we'd be like, listen, you crazy. I don't believe you. Like, no one believed them. Peter and John run to the tomb. They see it's empty. They're like, the body's gone. We don't know what's what. So these two guys, they're walking to Emmaus, a 7-mile walk. And they're discussing the week. Because what a week it's been. As they're walking, Jesus is also walking on the road. Now, like, I don't know if you've ever done this before. When I go on a walk with my dog, if there's someone, like, 10 paces ahead of me, I feel weird following them for a long time. You know what I'm saying? They're like, look at why I used to be behind them. I'm sorry. I'm going around the block. So sometimes I'll go a different way just to let them feel a little like I'm not going to bug you. So if you're on there's a single dirt road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. These two guys walking. There's a stranger. Instead of walking behind them, he's like, can I just join you? He's like, yeah, join us. So these two guys are walking, and they're talking about all that has happened in Jerusalem. Now, as they go to Emmaus, we're going to go with them. We're going to take a walk to Emmaus with these people. And as we walk to Emmaus, you might see yourself on this journey. The first step on the road to Emmaus, they talk about Jesus. It says right here, it says, they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. They're trying to figure it out. What does it mean? Is Mary crazy? What did Peter and John see? They're discussing all these things. And they ask the stranger, they say, stranger, don't you know what happened here? Don't you see what happened in our area? So here's reality. Some of us here, I have no doubt there are people here, they don't believe in God. We're all on different journeys. And there are many reasons why someone might not believe. Maybe someone was hurt by God's people, so they're like, I'm done with God. Maybe some are more intellectual. They're like, listen, I believe in science, and Nietzsche said God is dead, so I believe he's dead. Probably people in this room right now that don't believe in God. You came to Easter Sunday because your mama bribed you and you came. Some of us aren't antagonistic. Some of us aren't like against God. We just don't really care about God. We're indifferent towards God. Like God's kind of like a AAA card. It'd be good to have, but I can't afford it. So what are you going to do? You know, like it's just something that's kind of like, it'd be nice, but I don't got time to go with God because I have other stuff going on. I'm busy. God gets in the back seat. The first step on this road to Emmaus, this first step on the journey of faith is to give God a hearing. To just talk about Jesus, to think about Jesus, to wonder, is he there? I started going to church when I was 14 years old, and I went for like a whole year without believing any of it. I just sat in the back and listened to the dude talk, and I didn't go there for the right reasons. I started going to church because my brother, who's always been cooler than me, Tony, he stinking had a bunch of friends, and I didn't have any friends, so I'm like, can I go with your friends? He goes, sure, dude. So we went to play basketball at the church. But then I was older, so they took me to another classroom anyway, which was awful. I was alone with no brother. So I started going for basketball. That ended real quick. But there was a cute girl on the bus, so I came back the next week. So what are you going to do? It brought me to church. What are you going to do? So I came every week. I'd sit in the back, and I'd listen. I'd wonder, what are they talking about? Who is this Jesus guy? Why do they love the cross so much? What is this stuff? And I started thinking about Jesus. I would encourage you, if you're here and Jesus is not part of your life at all, I would encourage you to give Jesus a hearing. Open up your heart and mind, ask the question, why do so many people worship this guy? Why do so many people sing him praise? Look to him, pray to him. Why is history split between B.C. and A.D.? Why did this one man's life divide history in half? What's so important about Christ? Give him a chance. These two guys are talking and walking, and they're talking about Jesus. That's the first step. Is it real? Is it true? What's Christ all about? That's the first step. The next step, though, is a big step. Listen to this. They tell this guy, the stranger, haven't you heard what happened here? Crucifixion, empty tomb, it's crazy out here. And then Jesus says this, verse 25, he goes, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So on this walk to Emmaus, 7 miles walking, if I walk 22 miles with a dog for a mile, it's 20 times 7, it's 140. No, it's 140. 140 minutes is like 2.5 hours. 2.5 hour walk. Math is hard. 2.5 hour walk. And Jesus is talking the Bible the whole way. He's telling, because you guys said, to these people, they wanted Jesus to be a military, political leader. And they thought it was going their way for a while. A week before, on Palm Sunday, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, the crowds went nuts for him. The crowds chanted his name, took palms off of trees, and laid the palms and their own coats on the ground for Christ and his donkey to walk upon. All his followers were like, man, we backed the right horse. Our dude, our boy is the man. We're going to win. Rome's going to fall. We're going to be his lieutenants. This is going to be sweet. On Monday, Christ goes into the temple, knocks over tables. On Tuesday, he confronts the religious leaders for their corruption and their stinking cruelty. On Thursday, during the Last Supper, Christ is really somber. He's breaking bread, talking about betrayal and death. They're like, Jesus, we're winning. He goes, you don't even know what's going to happen next. And Thursday late at night, he's arrested. And all his friends flee from him. He's crucified publicly. Only his friend John and his mom are there at the foot of the cross watching their son and their master die. He He's buried in a new tomb, an unused tomb. And they feel like the story is over. Because if they think Christ is supposed to be this great king, this military leader, and king, a great king wouldn't die this humiliating death. We lost. But Christ says, you guys have read the story wrong. It's always been, Messiah has always been intended to die. And he opens up Moses through the entire scripture and says, listen, the suffering servant, the Lamb of God, the branch of David, the son of Eve, this is the one we've been waiting for. He was always meant to die. They break it down for them. They break it down. Now, the first step in coming to Jesus is giving him a chance. Opening your mind to him. The next step is opening your heart to him. You gotta not just talk about Jesus, you have to talk with Jesus. These guys walk with Christ for the 7 miles and they just talk the whole time. But Jesus, he's not around. How do we talk with the guy? Jesus explained to these two men what was in this Bible. If you want to understand who Christ is, you got to read this book. His words are in here. More than a preacher, more than a TV person, in his word, there is life. Here's what we're going to do as a church. If you're like, man, I want to read, I don't know where to start, I don't like reading very much, we're going to help you out. Starting tomorrow, our church is beginning a brand new reading program. We're going to read the Gospel of John in the month of April. One chapter a day. Pretty easy. It's 10 minutes of reading. If there's an app called the Bible app, we'll put a link on our Facebook page when service is over. You can get on that app for free. Join our church and see the reading plan every single day. Not only would we read the Bible every day together, but every day in April. I didn't tell you about this. I'm sorry, babe. But every day in April, I walk my dog every morning around 6:30. I'm going to do a little Facebook Live every morning in April of our study in John together. I'll be walking. It'll be dark. You'll see my teeth. But we'll walk through John together. If you want to read the Bible, don't know where to start, we'll start together. Listen. When you read the word, you allow Jesus to speak to you. Jesus will tell you what he thinks and what is true. And his words are something. When I first started going to church, I'd sit in the back. They'd talk about Jesus' words. And I'm like, well, this guy. I remember I read Matthew at first. And Matthew was hard. I read Matthew. I'm like, what is he talking about? But over the course of that year, I read Matthew 10 times over and over again. What is going on? What is he talking about? What is he saying? That's that first step of just let Jesus talk to you, but then you got to talk to him, and that's called prayer. You don't got to be a priest or a monk to pray. You just be a person. My first prayers were really bad and really short. My first prayer I ever remembered was we moved to Waterford. I got jumped after school one day, took a beating. It was a good beating. Being a new kid, you shouldn't fight everybody because you have no friends yet. Took my beating. I go home embarrassed and angry. I get home and my brother's not there. I'm like, oh no, he came to find me. What if this group of kids found my brother and beat him up too? So I leave. I'm all like, adrenaline's pumping. I'm gonna get beat up again. Let's go. And I said, I leave to go face those kids again. As I'm walking through this field, I remember praying for the first time. I remember going, God, if you protect my brother, I'll go to church forever. He's like, bet? No. We all do that, right? We all like make promises, right? We're all like, Lord, if you get me off this stinking court case, I'll never drink again. Like, we all say these crazy things to God. But I said, that was my first prayer. My first prayer was a stinking, what would you call that? A bargaining with the Lord. But I was trying to talk to the God that was there. That's a big step of our heart. Like, man, I'm going to think about him, but now I'm going to talk with Jesus. I'm going to hear from him and pray to him. I encourage you, we will enter into this Bible reading program together. If you want to walk with us, we will walk with you and help you hear God's word. His words will, man, I'm 43 years old, been following Christ now for 30 years. I'm reading this book some days, it still blows my hair back. It still surprises me. I'm like, he didn't say that. The book's in my hand. He wouldn't say that. Sticky said that. Like, it's great. I love that he still surprises me because he is not made in my image. He is him. Talk about Jesus. Talk with Jesus. And finally, listen to this. Jesus reveals himself. They're breaking the bread. They walk 7 miles, get to their house. They invite the stranger to stay. They have dinner. When Christ breaks the bread, they see it's stinking Jesus. You're alive. Then he vanishes, whatever that means. That would be something. They just walked 7 miles. They've walked, 2.5 hours to go home. I walked my dog a mile yesterday, and I was like, afterwards, I'm like, man, my feet hurt, my knee hurts, I'm going home. They didn't think it 7 miles, and when Jesus disappears, they put their shoes back on, walk 7 miles back to Jerusalem. It's like late already. They go all the way back, wake the apostle, go, apostles, that's what they say. They say, listen, the Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon Peter. They're like, listen, the ladies weren't lying to us. Peter's right. Christ is alive. We saw him. They believe. They believe in the risen Christ. And this is that next big step. I talk about him. I can talk with him. And eventually it comes a point of decision. Will I follow him? Will I follow Jesus? Will I put my faith in Jesus and worship him? These guys get there. Now, for our lives, life is not just like an A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 kind of deal. Life is more like cyclical. You know, like I have faith, I lose faith, I talk with God, I talk with God. Life is very up and down. We are very complex, dramatic creatures. Wherever you are in your journey right now, I encourage you, take your next step. If you and God are not talking at all, if you and God are not talking at all, open your heart back up to God. If you talk about him but not to him, start talking to him again. And as you begin to pray and read his word, I encourage you to put your faith in risen Christ. Believe in him. Trust him. Follow him. Following is often an act of the will. There are seasons of life that we go through. We must choose to believe. I feel all tore up, but I choose to believe. It's Easter Sunday. We say the words, he is risen. You say the words. I encourage this Easter to recommit yourself to Jesus. Whatever step you must take, take that step towards him. Take a step towards Jesus. With that said, let us pray together. Father in heaven, I know that every one of us here are in different places in our lives. Some of us love. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. We follow you. Some of us here, we're mad at you. Some of us don't like you very much. Some of us don't know what to believe. Some of us don't care. Wherever we start, Lord, by prayer, you would begin to move in our heart, to burn inside of us, to draw us to yourself. Like these men said in this passage, did not our hearts burn within us? Lord, let your spirit burn in the hearts of the people here. They may realize that you are real and you're worth chasing. You're worth seeking. Lord, whatever the next step is for all of us, give us the faith to take it. Bless us as we go. And Lord, hear our prayer. In Christ's name, we ask all these things. Amen.